by reaching out to our friends and neighbors in our community, you're fulfilling the Great Commandment.
Understand about loving your neighbor, I guess, but it doesn't seem practical. If you're always thinking about someone else, who takes care of you?
Well, God has supplied all my needs so far. I have so much, a loving family, a place to live, swell friends. I can't help but want to share with others.
You know, you really remind me of someone from school or something.
I have one of those faces, I guess.
I see you've met our little bundle of inspiration. You know, her family is one of the families this outreach helps. Her dad's been out of work for 9 months, and they have had a hard time making ends meet. But she is always thinking of others before herself.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
How rude of me. Let me introduce you to Betty.
Hey, Betty.
Hey, Jackson. Isn't your grandma's name Betty?
I guess. Wait, Betty?
Holy guacamole, there's no need to yell.
Holy guacamole? Ah!
Are you okay?
Yeah, hey, I gotta go. Oh my gosh, I think Betty's my grandma.
That could be a possibility. In the 1950s, our grandmas were probably around our age.
No, what?
You're lucky, your grandma is so cool.
Quick, get in everyone.
Jackson, I can't believe that girl was actually your
grandma?
No need to yell, Jackson. I'll admit, it was weird that we met her when she was young, but there's no need
to... No! She's over there!
Boy, has she had a growth spurt.
Oh, no! She can't see us here. She might remember us from when she was a little girl.
My, do you look familiar? Do I know your parents?
Oh, you know them, especially my mom.
Point them out for me.
I'm not sure I would recognize them. I mean, They've changed a lot from how they look today. Ma'am?
Yes?
Do you have any grandchildren?
Why, yes. Little Jackson is over in the nursery.
Oh, I was afraid of that. Well, if he ever, like, drops his dad's favorite fishing pole in the lake on the 4th of July, when he's, like, 9 years old, tell his dad to go easy on him. It was an accident, I promise.
He's a strange young man, isn't he?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Pastor Joe has asked me to introduce our special guest to you. They have come a long way to play for our 54th annual outreach. Will you please welcome the Manger Boys?
Merry Christmas, everyone. I understand you're about to go serve those in need. We want to encourage you in what you're doing this Christmas. This song is a Bible story about some sheep and some goats.